Love Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your little brother Malad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday evening. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, and surely I am highly honored to be able to bring you these broadcasts. Is it time consuming? Yes, it is. Can you find other things to do? Yes, I can. Does it bother you that you have to do this? I have to honestly say, no, it does not. And why do you do it? Barakat. And for all of you out there that don't understand what the word barakat means, those are blessings you will receive when you do things you don't have to do. It's like your wife telling you to take your plate off the table. You take it off. Why? You get the blessing. Well, what did she get? Well, she would have took it off. She would have got the blessings, but I got it. When she says, why don't you clean the table? Because she asked me to do it. I don't have to do it, but I will do it. Erica, did you hang up your clothes? I am not going to hang up your clothes. I'll hang them up. Why? Erica. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. That's okay, dear. I will do it. America, anything, brothers and sisters, that you don't have to do, you don't have to do it, is called America. Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you do, America. Do you make your rock eyes and give the praises to God? Yes, I do. America. Do you dicker? What is that, brother? Well, dickering is your consciousness of God, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, barakah. Do you try to make all your prayers every day? You don't have to do it, barakah. So you mean you make your fajr? Yes. You make your zuhr, yes. You make your asr, yes. About Isha, yes. He's made all your prayers during the day. Yes, I did. Do you wake up in the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning? Do you make your prayer? Dua. Do you have to? Nope. Why? Barakah. Then you start all over again. Don't forget, sunnah. Why is it called sunnah? Because Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the perfect example why we make these prayers. If you help the young lady to put her bags in the automobile, but they seem to be very heavy, do you move the cart out of the supermarket parking lot so it don't run in someone else's automobile? No, I move it because I don't want it to run in my car. No, you don't get barakahs for that. I mean, that's intelligently that you don't want your car to get dent. But when you move it because you don't want your neighbor, meaning a stranger, but yet it's your neighbor, you don't want him to tear his car up. So the old lady put the cart there, so now you want to move it. Barakat! You're getting ready to drive into the spot, but the lady, she looks like she was trying to get that spot. You back up and give it to her. Barakat. You open up the door and you hold it. Well, her husband's with her. He can hold the cart. No, you hold the cart for everybody. How many was it? Four. Barakat, 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 barakat. But here come old lady, more barakat. Bing, bing. Excuse me, did you know your cap was off of your gas tank? Thank you, barakat. You see someone stranded, you call 911. and ask them they should go to thus and so, so they don't get hit by an automobile standing outside on the highway waiting for someone to help them change the tire. Barricades. And those barricades, brothers and sisters, you can cast them in the final day of judgment. There's one thing I would like to talk about this evening, God permits it, to show you why you owe God a debt and you have to pay him back by doing what? Giving back. Giving back your time, giving back your charity, giving back your knowledge. Yes, when you do these things in your good intention, Allah will pump up to Allah will reward you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbi al. On behalf of New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, who sponsors these telecasts and radio show, and allow you to listen to things that may awaken you if you have patience. Some of us don't have patience. You know, this is the month that they refer to as what? Black History Month. That's amazing. All our African Americans that was put in slavery over here, we got 1 month to try to teach you all that's listening that don't know anything about the African Americans. Isn't that amazing? They pick our holiday. It's okay. You say February is the day that I want you to teach them about Black history. But I'm going to teach them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, from 7 to 9. We're going to awaken now because that's what we do. It's okay that you allow us to celebrate around the country, but we can celebrate our own time. The Jews do it. You will never forget the Holocaust, and they're going to open your mind and your intellect, and they're going to pour their knowledge into you, and they're going to do it all the way up into the holiday, and they're going to prove to you, no, this will never happen again. And I believe this year will be the 71st or the 72nd. But what about you and I? And how many years we should never forget slavery? Yeah, well over 400 years we should not forget. But we do. It doesn't mean anything to us. And it's amazing that is going on while you and I speak. And that's another thing that I want to address. I explained to New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, where I speak, that I will be enlightening the men and the women that address this station on behalf of New Africa Excellence Enterprise. I want to be able to allow them to tap in to the resource that tells us who's who and why things are taking place as you can see them. It's amazing to me. We have slavery right up under our nose. You don't have to look too far. Yes, it's in Mississippi. But you don't have a clue who's doing it, why they're doing it. Because basically, we don't care. Now, we don't say that out of our mouth. But our actions and our deeds is what God counts. Your words stands for nothing. It stands for naught. If it's not put into practice. Isn't that amazing? If it's not put into practice, brother and sister, it does not mean anything whatsoever. So you have to put it in the proper perspective. And we have these things that are taking place, but yet we're doing nothing about it. So we're going to try our best. Inshallah, if it pleases God, we're going to try our best to see if we can do anything to assist anyone or any human being that is put into slavery in this day and time. I don't care. We got to send in 200,000 letters to the President of the United States and say this is not America to let another human being take charge of one life and do the despicable to these children and to these parents. And I can't imagine what they know to the man. Yes, they call them beasts there in Delta, Mississippi. And I've told many of you all that we will get the station and the time in which you can go to and see this for yourself and hear it for yourself. I kind of misplaced all that I was going to read because I did have all those different times on the radio written down. For some reason, I misplaced it. Yes, I found out when you get a certain age in life, you have to have notes at least, especially when you want somebody to know something. If, in fact, I have to rely on my hard drive, it's something that I have studied. So I don't need notes. And I put it in the hard drive. And I say, Bismillah. And Allah brings it up for me, and I can visualize it. Just like you look at your computer after going into your hard drive. And Allah allows me to see it, and I can read it to you. And sometimes I paraphrase it. Don't be right in each word. Now, when it comes to Holy Quran, I try to quote that verbatim. I don't want to skip anything. But I can do it with the English language. The English language, I can alter it a little bit because it's a language. And if you look in the dictionary, you'll find five or six different meanings to that one word. It's not haram if I change it a little bit. Just like we say, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Yeah, that's the way we used to say it. But Imam said, you can never come in. I mean, Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. Yes, I am a student of Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. But he said, you can't come in the name of Allah, but you can come with God. It makes a lot of sense to me. So we don't say in the name of Allah. We say with God's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. It makes a whole lot of sense to me. And so, therefore, I submit to it. When you see something or hear something that you need to know, well, if you don't write it down, you will lose it. And I did write it down because I didn't want to lose it. But there in Mississippi Delta, you go on the network, WBI, W in woman, B like in boy, I like ice cream. And if you go on that station in the morning, because they come on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you can hear some wonderful things that they expose of what's going on in this country, and sometimes outside the country. And if you go to their website, www.wbi.org, or if you go there, you can go to the formal tapes and you can play back. Like, say, you want to hear yesterday's tape. So you go to yesterday in the morning between 9 and 10:30. You will find that tape about Mississippi and Delta. And you should read it for yourself so you can get a clear understanding of what's going on. And inshallah, email me and tell me what you like to do. You know, brothers and sisters, I said it yesterday and I'll repeat it so I sound like I'm redundant, and only because it's a good thing to share with the viewing audience today, this evening. Because the viewing audience that was on last week or yesterday will forget what you said to them. But this time, I think I got it accurate, that you can go to your FM on your radio style, and you can get your own station for yourself. Yeah, excellent in their discovery, and they bring it to you and I. And I know about a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of things that it's not good. It's not good at all. But they got to be exposed. So that radio station is independent. They're looking for contributions. And they've been on for over 40 years. But they have done a wonderful, wonderful job. And I live by them because that's how I found my research. Resources. You know, brothers and sisters, it's just a shame and a disgrace in this day and time that we have slavery right under us and we don't see it. But it's our ancestors and our aunts and uncles that suffer, but yet we don't do anything about it. That disturbs me, to the utmost. But you go to that radio show and hopefully that you can listen for yourself and from grasping from that, you'll come up with your own opinion. And once you come up with your own opinion, it can help you to be able to understand that you think you in hell. Wait till you listen to that sister talk about the screams every night. I was listening to a show, and the ladies went to a town. I can't remember the town, but once again, down south. And they pull over to get something to eat and also go to the restroom. But one lady decides she's not going to get off. And so a lot of people ask her to hold their bag. And so she saw everybody come running out of the restaurant, and she didn't know why they was running. And they was putting someone in the police car. And so she had something that belongs to one of them, and she knew they were going to be split up. So she gets off the bus. And her friend says, "No, Mary, get back on the bus. Get back on the bus." And she went to get back on the bus. They told one officer, I guess is the one in command, he said, "Go get her off that bus." So he told her she had to get off the bus. So she did. And the guy began to hit her with the stick. Hit her with the stick and then told her to get in the police car. So he put her in the jail with one girl, and he heard her hollering and screaming. He came back and her face was all beat up by rubber holes. He beat her something bad. And she said, "What the world are they doing?" So they told her to come with them. She went there and they beat her. The dog kicked her in her stomach, kicked her all in her ribs, stomped her, and said, "Next time you ask me if you can move." And she suffered from bad kidneys because of that terrible whipping that she took. Who do things like that? What a freak. Man that's not going to try to get for what he did. So he asked the janitor that was cleaning up. He says, "Clean up." How do you beat grown women? Who gives you the right to do that? So the more you dig into this here, you see things that it's unbelievable. And this is the lady on the radio show, WBI, is telling you what's happening down there. Now, why do they tell us all this doing History Month? Is that to put fear in us? Because no one's doing anything about it. It's a shame. It's a disgrace that this is happening. But it's happening. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because they don't care. And if you don't have a felony, they won't give you one. You got to know what to say. When they come to your house, they're not the police officers. They work for immigration. Is Mary there? Who wants to know? You have a right to say. And if they don't show you no identification, you don't tell them anything. But you want to know their name. You want to see if they got your identification to the house that you live in. The more I think about it. You know, I heard someone say to me, "Can you fall asleep when you're on the radio?" My sister, if I can tell you the thoughts that run through my mind, it would terrify you. Some things you just don't say. But it disturbs me to the utmost. And it bothers me that these things are going on in everyday life. But we who think we are holy and thou, we who doesn't want to understand who's around you and why they're around you. I was in a big meeting today, and I think I should say this. And believe it or not, it was nothing but Jews. Yes, it was Jews in the meeting, young ones, old ones, and we all talking about the same thing. But one was strictly from Israel. He goes to Israel every week. And I watch him articulate the things they're doing for their school system. I liked it. I'm going to tell you no lie. I really and truly liked it. But the way I saw it, that kind of understanding should be given to us. Of course, he's not going to leave Israel and teach us. But association brings about assimilation. But more important, what he did, or what they are doing in Israel, they are taking college students, some of the most brilliant young men and women, and some of them got PhDs, but they create, but no one is bringing it to fruition. And so therefore it lays dormant. So this young guy, 30-some years old, gets up and says, "I want to make a business out of this." And he created a vehicle to take these young, educated and minds that's thinking big, how to make them very successful. And he made billions of dollars in doing so. And sure enough, the ones who created benefits. So what he did was take the educated people, but they don't know anything about wheeling and dealing out society. So he figured he will buy in an interest. They get the majority of the interest, but he gets paid. He creates, and he takes that which looks like it's in existence but is laying dormant because no one's using it, and he grasps from that, and he develops it to be his own. But he don't take 60%, 70%. He takes only 35%, and the rest belongs to those who finance it and those who own it. I think that is upright, being decent and respectful to give back to those who don't know how to bring their creativity into the light where people can see it for themselves. I think it was excellent. I'm sitting there and I'm thanking Allah because he put me there for a reason, not just to listen, but you know, our prophet. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took on a wife, and brothers and sisters, that wife was a Jew. And the reason why he took the Jew is because the Jews were giving hell to the Muslims, and it was war. So they didn't want war, but they have a law that if you marry into the Jewish community, being in the Jewish community will allow you to do what? It will allow you to be able to socialize now. And so they fell in love with Muhammad the prophet. Yes, he married a Jew and that brought them together, but they fell in love with one another. And when they fell in love with one another, they wanted to know a prayer that would be conducive to the Jews and the Christians, because remember, the Christians loved them too. And Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace, pardon, I say Allah gave it to him, because he don't just say anything that came to his mind. If the angel Jabir says it to him. And he said, yes, you can say this prayer to bring us all together. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and the fathers of Muhammad, as thou did bless Ibrahim and the fathers of Ibrahim. Oh Allah, make Muhammad successful and the fathers of Muhammad successful, as thou did make Ibrahim successful and the fathers of Ibrahim successful. Why did we pray a prayer like that? That prayer is saying to you, you should socialize with success. The Jews was very successful in being obedient to God, and the Jews got revelation for everyone else. And their success is because they was able to reach Torah and grasp an understanding from that Torah, and then bring it into fruition. Yes, we're supposed to do the same thing. You Christians are supposed to do the same thing. For some reason, we got lazy. Isn't that amazing that we got lazy and we don't want to do it as if Allah didn't send us one to talk to us? And so we, the Muslims in Al-Islam, should understand that prayer, but we don't. Association bring about assimilation. You hang with millionaires, you're going to rub off. You hang with billionaires, you're going to run off. Association brings about assimilation. But if you walk in with a low-life person, it's going to run off. I told a young lady, I said, do you know the reputation of your girlfriend? No. Well, you don't want to know neither. Well, that's my friend, yes, but every time you walk in a room, they said two birds that go together, two peas in a pot, Heckle and Jekyll, association. So if she's no good, most people think you no good. You want that kind of reputation? I don't want to be with a joker that would like to do drugs. I'm no drug addict. And I'm not going to visit nobody in the city that they refer to as the ghetto and knowing they do drugs. I'm not going to pick up a stranger or a guy I used to know 20 years ago. Don't know if he's dirty. Why is that? Because when you migrate in an area that you shouldn't be, all of a sudden there's a bus. And you say, what are you doing there, Mr. Muhammad? Oh, I just happened to go by. That's a drug area. People get high in that area. What are you doing there? So some things you got to say, I'm not going to be a part of. I'm not going to get caught up in there. Well, why you drove him across town? Well, he's my friend. Yes, but guess what? He said that is not his drugs. He said that's not his gun. And it was in your car. Oh, yes, it is. Well, we're going to have to charge you with it because you own the automobile. That's how it goes. So if you stay away from temptation, you won't fall victim, whichever way it comes is no good. So you have to be careful because too many people depend on you. And if they depend on you, you shouldn't have to, brothers and sisters, you shouldn't have to hesitate whether you should do it or you should not do it. No, you don't do it. No, you don't associate with anybody that's corrupt and wants to corrupt you. You just don't do it. These are the simple things that works, but we ain't trying to make anything work. We make things difficult. For what reason? I don't know. I guess you can do right by your Lord, but you take it out of everybody else. You know they say, misery loves company. You bet your dollar they do, because they want you dirty, because who are you to be clean? I've heard that said. Brother give you aid, but he don't like the idea. You never really want him. You never loved him. You didn't know he got anything else. And now, I was too silly to get urge for doing something you shouldn't be doing. You now stuck with me. Hey, fuck that upon yourself. We sing with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and the messenger of God, and what follows that salute or that translation or that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the prophet as mentioned in the Ijia, we refer to it as the Bible, as given to you in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi al-Adamin, wa ta'afra wa salam wa ta'asuri kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad the Prophet. Prayers and peace given to him. We say Salakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, in order for us to benefit in the society, we have to know what the blessings is that God has given to us. Very difficult to tell the Christians that or the Jews, but those who are listening and those who have not accepted Islam, I'm not begging you to, and I'm not pushing my will onto you. This is not what God wants out of the believer. But I can plant a seed, and if you cultivate it, I'm quite sure it will grow. But I won't have to dictate, nor do I have to prove anything to you. But a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah, and a Muslim is part of our nature. That's our nature God has given to us. And in order for you to stand upright, you must speak the words of your Lord, and you can't go wrong. So this is paradise if you stay in it. If you get out of it, then you're in hell. And only one can help you, you must help yourself. Allah says you take a step, and he will take two. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, from the Al-Azim. So most of us inherit fear, no self-esteem. We go to the white man for school. And I don't know why we do it, but we get his knowledge, and you think he's going to teach you how to be independent. It doesn't work like that. You can forget that if you think it works like that. But what you have to understand is that you've been taught by your mother to love someone, and most of us do not love anyone. You say you love yourself, but you don't love yourself, because if you did, you wouldn't do the things you're doing. But you want the white man to teach you how to love. He's not going to teach you how to love. He don't love you. But I was telling them yesterday, he made us love Jesus. Jesus Christ? Yes. They put up an image of Jesus and made us love him. But Jesus looked like the man that beat the hell out of us, that raped our mothers and hung our fathers, castrated our siblings, our brothers. How could that happen? Well, it happened. Why would God allow it to happen? Well, you sit there trying to figure that out, you'll go crazy. But nothing happened without the will of Allah. And there's a reason for it, because nothing can happen unless Allah allows it to happen. You're not comfortable. No, you're not. You're not comfortable with who you are. And your religion, well, you don't bring the hunger that you have for religion, the love that you have for religion. You don't do that. It's a critical situation that we are in today. But I said yesterday you have to have the urge, but not the urge for money or the very trying things of this world. You have to discover things or establish the word of God, not put more emphasis on your material substance, but your urge or your hunger. You should understand that you have to earn it. And if you don't earn it, Allah is not giving it to you. And if you're yearning for it, you will find it. But what would you find? What is the basis of your soul, your yearning to find the freedom to know God is great? You are not free if you're not learning responsibility. You have to teach responsibility to the people that will join you and know that they are free. If they don't know they are free, you got problems. And you don't need to have problems, so you have to be able to come in and take charge. And then maybe you establish or you inherit. And that's what you did, you inherit fear. But fear what? You have no self-esteem. But we go to the white man's school. And he teaches, but he don't teach it. And that's one thing I want to talk about, because he don't teach it. You should ask them, who teaches you? You're not into intern with changes. Your religion of Islam brings you to excellence of the human being. You can free it in your soul and motivate it in your intelligent mind. Yes, you're intelligent. Your mind is intelligent. A lot of creatures are saying that. Until we will not be developed, if we don't develop our mind, the essence that comes from God is put into all of us. For some reason, we don't want to bring that essence out of our children. And our children run around like a joke. The president chose a young lady and put her over top of education. Isn't that amazing? And she's no bona fide educator, just like you ain't bona fide to be a scientist. But they gave her our education. Now it's a shutdown. It's all about finance. And they said the governor or the city, each one of those entities got to stand on their own. So they gave me some business. But we can get out of this collectively, because we are not shut down. Allah has found us. The government that owns this state will be able to cover our own, whether it's our city or our governor that's over top of the state of New Jersey. They say that we have to be on our own. The governor or the city must finance you. So you can open up all the schools you want, but if you ain't doing the right thing, I know who's doing. These are the very different things that have happened in front of us. And nobody says a word about it. Our school, how do you put a female mercenary over top of us? I'll stay for us. It hasn't worked for us. Inshallah. Inshallah. that we can go on and teach this religion, but we have to talk about everyday life. That's what disturbs me now. And I've been in all these last years. I've been in the churches. I got preachers that I love, but they are not motivating the people. They're not getting the people to see this for themselves so they can come alive blessed we please it when they please it. If they can think on their feet, maybe they can come up with a good solution to stop this. We have to help each other. I said the same thing to my Jewish brother. I said, do you think you here because we're getting ready to put a major deal together? No, it was put in the womb of your mother and my mother that we would be here talking to each other. And we got on to Solomon. And one brother, the rabbi, said that, no, the 31st day, get off where we are to order to continue. But you don't know that because you're just riding in the automobile. He's driving, but he's telling you where you have to go. Now, you don't know where to go, so you have to trust him. You have to trust the driver going to be safe. The driver is not going to get in an accident. Well, the same way in community development. You got to have a leader you can trust, a leader that will go out there and seek out the good things in life, the good things. And if you don't have no leader like that, then you got a major problem. And I'm saying to you that the problem we are all having is because none of us is doing what God asked us to do. And that is, you ain't over top of anybody. You just do your job for the sake of Allah. But you let that individual make decisions on their own. They should. We were talking about Solomon. You know, Jews love Solomon. Today Solomon had over 100-something wives. I said, I don't believe that. And we got on it and started talking about it. And I won the argument because I'm right. No man had no 1,000 wives. What are you going to do with 1,000 wives? Very puzzling to me. And all our brothers and sisters are being thrown out of this country. I have no clue of what Donald could be thinking of because the jobs our Latino brothers work on, they don't get paid. But there's so many of them in apartments that getting the money is easy. The guy will give you $1,500. Okay, so much from Mississippi. Because last time I was in Mississippi, I was making a great deal of money. And all the rednecks was making a whole lot of money off of me. And the fighters was winning, and we had TV, and it was just a wonderful sight to see or to even read about. And now today, we're reading about the same state that's been doing this way before I came there, way after I left there. It's just a shame. But you don't turn on the TV, you can't see this. Allah said he would put a caliph into the world. Allah had to correct a lot of things about what this one said and what that said about his creation. Nobody owns his creation. He created the creation and gave us all a big piece of it. If we put the idea in people that God is something you can't see and God is something that you can't touch or feel, then you're teaching them wrong. So they can touch God, not with their physical hands, with their heart. Don't you love your husband? You don't care what you do, but you love your husband. That's your heart. Channel that there, what God wants from you, that you can serve him as if you can see him. No, you can't see him, but he can see you. So the word of God has to be put in you, and you'll see how God corrects the things that he doesn't want you to see if they refer to him. And so the bush began to burn when Moses went out on top of the mountain. But Malik, well, most brothers, they don't believe, for whatever reason, if the female did not accept Islam, then she's not my wife. If the female's not making all her prayers, then she cannot be a Muslim. All these things are being said. It has no validity to it whatsoever. Don't forget the radio show, WBAI 99.5 on your FM style. Website, WBAI or RG, WBAI.org. Go to the archives. Go to the archives. You can get any show you want. If you want yesterday's morning show. So they got several shows that repeat itself. And you can go there and get it. You got your AM morning show. The show's down. It comes on 6 a.m. AM. And Democracy. That's a new daily show. But it plays every day from 8, 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, every day. And Guns and Butter, that's a great show, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., those shows. You should like them. You're going to be very intrigued and see how they know so much. And Gary Noah, he's a lawyer. He's a doctor, pardon me. He's a doctor. His show comes on daily at 12 noon to 1 p.m. But the thing I like about him, he talks about medicine. He explains why you should take this, you should take that. But then he talks about the herbs you should go and get, the substitute for the medicine. And you'll find yourself internally being unbelievable. You're right in the right state of mind because you're putting the herbs back into your system. So Gary Noll, he does a wonderful job with that. I don't know what he looks like. Sound like a Caucasian. Then they got the Underground Railroad. And that comes on daily at 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Now, did they pay me for this? No, but I strongly believe if you would listen to those shows, you will get a whole lot of knowledge and wake up to what's really going on in society. I don't like to dig into it so much because it occupies your mind, but it's something you ought to do. And I'm calling out to my brothers and sisters to mention this show when you get it. And when you come on the air, like tomorrow, it will be Lyle Day, and the man will be speaking from 7 to 8, and then you have Sister Michelle. And she comes on, and she should talk about this. Yes, let's talk about Mississippi and tell them where to go in our cars and look at it themselves. That comes on, I believe, about 7 to 8. You're going to hear even Dick Gregory going to talk about that and tell you what's really going on. He's going to tell you about the Constitution, and I think that's excellent for him to do that. So you can catch that show from 7 to 8. Put in that yesterday, which was Monday, and you should get it. So we want to talk about this on Wednesday, and then Eliel comes back again for an hour on Thursday, and we want to talk about that on Thursday. And then Friday, you got Imam Musa, most of my voice from what I asked him to do. And then you have, right after him, you have Wale. And Wale should come on and talk about. And then Saturday, come back again on Elio. And on Saturday, we'll talk about it again. And then I asked my sister, Camilla Tajadine, that she will make announcement for the sister. This is amazing, but this is good, good stuff. Good stuff to use and to remind our viewers. All right, we're going to push this, and we're going to give it to whoever else got a vehicle that they can talk about what's going on in Mississippi. So Amira was here. She hasn't been on since she went to Time to Be Grateful. She picked up a lot of clients, and she studies hard. She goes into these different classes that allow her to escalate her intellectual mind to be able to bring you the proper insurance. You need insurance, brothers and sisters. Some of us don't have it at all. We live in apartments, and we don't insure our apartments because what happens is for a few dollars, whether it's $10, $15 a month, something happens to your apartment, you get everything back. And that's why we like to take out insurance. But more important, your health is a great deal. You should pay attention to your health. So you want to insure that and et cetera. So she's in the Muslim Journal every week, and she talks about her insurance. So she gave us a good 6 months run, and she is going to come back because it's open, or we're going to replace her with someone equal or better. And that's high standard, high quality. But I got something for her. I'll make her a Roman presenter because every time her and I speak collectively about man and woman, it jumps up. That was the first show to go viral. And I like that. Now, of course, I was viral on my own. That's 100 lives over 3 years ago. But she and I got on, I think we picked up on a Sunday, and we came back on a Saturday, and in 2 hours, and my God. So people are searching the website all day long, trying to figure out what to say, what to do, where we're going, what's happening with this new president. I don't like to take phone calls because I don't like to be interrupted. You know, you interrupt my intellectual mind because I don't have a piece of paper. I take notes now because I got so 2 hours is nothing to me. An hour is more problem doing an hour than 2 hours because I can talk and look at the clock or what time it is and find out, oh, I got to go off in the next 5 minutes. That happens because it's natural for me to do 2 hours. But in those 2 hours, I like to give you what I like to give you. And sometimes I get off the air and I say, you know, I didn't talk about such and so. But I try to talk about things that can lift you up and motivate you and give you determination to want something out of life. But we all got problems. We got so many problems that you can't handle your problem. That's when it comes to birth. You know, it's like carrying something. Don't put it down. Because if you put it down, it's going to be very difficult to pick it back up. So you hold it, mind over mind. And say to yourself, I'm going to make it. I'm telling you, don't put it down. Islam is not a suit of clothing. You take it off when you want and put it on when you want. No, you got to represent. And you got to be up to par. Or it stands for nothing. Prayer is powerful, brothers and sisters. Don't you ever forget it. This is why we, the Muslims, pray every day. And we make a dua. And it's a good dua that you should do. Our Lord, you are surely the sustainer of all human beings. For every day in which there will be no doubt. We will have no doubt. We're saying to God every day, we will have no doubt. My Lord, do not have our hearts turned back, but you can easily turn back after you have guided us. On the right and giving us from your present mercy. Surely you are the most generous and most merciful. Yes, we should say that to your Lord. You don't want to turn back, but society will make you turn back, but if you don't call on your Lord, how are you going to help you? You have to call on him. You have to talk to God. And you have to say the things to God that you want to help you. Don't just pray for yourself. Pray that you're strong to help others. Pray that you're successful to give back to others. Pray that God makes you big in the world so you can help a whole lot of people. If you got $100, you can help a few people. You got $100,000, you're going to help a few more people. If you got $1 million, you're going to help a great deal of people. But if you make $1 billion, my God, you can help a whole lot of people. Trillionaire, my brother, you can open up businesses, you can teach school, you can pay teachers the money they deserve to have. Oh, my God, can you help with a trillion? So now why not want it? But you'll get it because you ask God to give it to you so you can give it back. My beautiful sisters out there, I can't express to you enough. You know, and I'll take myself for example. When my wife says to me, I am not cooking for you today, that bothers me. And my wife says, I'm not cleaning after you, that bothers me. Anytime someone is close to you say what they will not do, it bothers me. If I count how many times a female says to her husband what she's not going to do, just add it up. And then in the final day of judgment, she made it to heaven on the first floor. But if she did all those things that she didn't want to do, she'd have been on the seventh level, the second level of heaven. It don't disturb me because you don't have to feed me. I'll fast. Well, I know how to fast. It's in my own mind. Just shut it down. Don't fast. I don't want nothing anyway that you don't want to give me because it ain't going to taste good. So why want it? But the hurt is she just lost America. You are created to do things that the man should not have to do. Why? I'm going to tell you why. I guarantee ain't a woman out there, she a bullet coming at her husband, and she would dive in front of him. That's not in her. And guess what? She shouldn't. She shouldn't do that. That's not what she created to do, but that man, he is created to jump in front of that bullet, or he's not a man, or he doesn't love you. You see the difference? Now, I'm using these metaphors to just give you understanding that you're not going to take a bullet, but he will take that bullet to save your life so you can go on and have more children, a bigger family, and don't forget that we men will die for you. Oh, if you look at it that way, now you understand. But how do you teach a female? How do you tell her that? Oh, you didn't say thank you. I didn't say thank you? No. Okay, thank you. You know what you got? One for one. But if you said in your mind, now I know my husband believed he wanted to say thank you, but I don't need him to say thank you because I do it for the sake of Allah. Now look at the barakahs you get. You just got 100 for one. Allah says 10 multiplied by 10, 10 to 1. Now, that don't mean nothing now because you ain't in your right state of mind. But in the final day of judgment, you count how many times that you did it for Allah, not for him to give you the barakat. Oh, it sounds good. So now you got 1,000 because you didn't need him to say it, but he said it when you didn't need him to say it. Now you got 101. You'll still get the one because that came from him. But that 101 came from Allah. Now, which one you want? So you should want to be who you are. And some of you women out there hasn't been married in a long time. You've been by yourself a long time, and that's all you know. But that's not normal, but you become normal. Just like that man, when he goes, when he's home, he wants sex on Monday, he wants sex on Tuesday, he wants sex on Thursday, he wants sex on Sunday. Why, someone wants sex every day. He wants his food cooked. He wants you to baby him. He wants him to do such. But now he locked up for 10 years. But he can do that time because it's all in his mind. He don't have no one catered to him. He got to go to bed at a certain time. He got to wake up at a certain time. He got to eat when they tell him to eat. He got to take a shower or whatever when they tell him to do. He's no longer free. But that's his trial. Some of them break behind the walls, and some of them get strong. Opportunity to put muscles in their thoughts. Not muscles in their physical arms, looking like Hercules, but a sissy in their mentality. No, we don't understand these little things that we call barakat. It's called blessing. Oh, I'm going to, you know, I like to use this metaphor. Now, you know, brother, you've been out all night. Now, I ain't asking you what you did. I'm not going to ask you. But let's say you didn't do anything, but you was out all night. And you come home, and you know you're going to catch it. So you go into the house. Whatever you was doing, she don't like it. She ain't got it, but she think you're doing something. Because you had no business doing. So she gave you hell. Now you ain't. So you go back doing what you were doing. Most of the time, it's an excuse. Now I feel justified what I'm doing. Came home and think you're going to catch hell. And your wife comes to you and hug you and kiss you and think you're tired and want to run your bath for you and try to put you to sleep. Oh, my God. You can't tell. You're less than a human being that you want to do something big for her. All depends how much money you have. You're going to take her to the mall. Oh, I don't need this. Oh, I don't need that. You buy her everything. Why? Because you thought that you were doing harm to your wife, and your wife in return said, I trust my Lord. I'm just glad you're home. Now, how many wives do that? Very few. And that's why marriage break up, and that's why you can't have no man, or a man don't have no woman. Now, the man gets women. He just don't want to tell nobody he got women. But it's very difficult for a female to have men running through her. You can't do it, sister. You're not a man. Even when you was young, old Johnny or Ali, I got to say Ali now, or I got to say Johnny, whichever one, it's still two men. But they out there, they said, man, they get every kind of woman you want. He's either with this one, with that one. That's a bad man. Even the women be curious. He say, wonder what he got that all the women gravitate to him. All Mary or old Rashida. Now, if they go out, you got to give them the name because, you know, you say Mary's all Christian. You say right here, oh, Muslim. So, okay, so I don't want you Christians to think I'm picking on you. But you're both women, and you go out. So-and-so see you with this one, and see you with that one, and see you with this one, and see you with that one, see you with this one, and see you with that one. And you say, what about Mary and Rashida? Oh, those two hoes? Now, wait a minute. You didn't call that man a name because It doesn't matter in life. The woman gives life. The man just plants the seed. And sometimes the seed goes down the toilet bowl. Sometimes the seed goes all over the floor. But if they don't go inside that female, nothing's happening. But that earth got to be fertile and that clean and in the position of her who she is. She's Mother Earth. So she got a major responsibility. Okay, you didn't grasp what I'm saying. So let's go a little into kindergarten. So the little girl plays with her brother, and they playing with their toys, and they playing with their toys, and all of a sudden, here come a minstrel. Now she can't play with him like she used to. Because why? She got a responsibility. Well, what's up with this? The boy ain't got no responsibility, but she got a responsibility. Oh, yes, she does. When? Whenever Allah will. Okay, she played at 6. No miss don't come at 6. Possibility. 8? Yes. 9? Yes. 10 all day long. 11, 12, 13. So there's a miss though. So she's got to maintain her hygiene. But before that, she had another responsibility before she got that. But while you playing bang, bang with your guns and with your toys, your G.I. Joes, and what else? What is she doing? She's combing her doll's hair. What else she doing? She's dressing her doll. What else she doing? She's going through the motion and feeding her baby. Well, if you look at it, she had responsibility ever since she was a little girl. Then her mister came. Now she got to take care of that. Boom, she's married. But she's prepared to understand the stability of responsibility. First the doll, then herself with her hygiene, and now she's married and got a baby. So Allah made her consistent, not that man. That man destroys everything. Break up his toys, play with his toys. But and he's your age now, 13, 14, but you give him a baseball, basketball, football, soccer. He's playing games all his life. And then you didn't teach him anything. And you marry him. Now, he's okay because he enjoys things he never enjoyed before, not coming from his mama. Because his mama can't do what his wife can do, or she goes straight to hell. So the girl and the boy get together. But no one taught him. So you make a mistake and say the wrong thing, he smacks the hell out of you. Why? You don't talk to me like that. That's the way he did his boys just growing up. Why do you think young men walk around with black eyes, broken jaw, broken nose? They got in a fight. So here you sound like old Bobby. So Bobby pick on everybody. And so old Tom got to beat the hell out of Bobby. That's a fight. So he don't know nothing else. Then you got to understand he don't have patience. He didn't learn how to speak. And then you take him too far, he figures you don't beat him up verbally. He couldn't hit his mama, so he hit you. Bam! Now it's a fight. I don't want to be with that man. No man, put my father don't put his hands on me. Satan works. But we don't teach our children. You don't put your hands on no female, man. And if you fear Allah, you get married. So you have some stability. Hey, Pop. Yeah. I had a sister so-and-so married me. She said she ain't getting married. And she sexed me all the time, but she ain't married. I said, you should run like him. But she ain't got no more. She said she just run through her. If that's my daughter, you came, I said, something will happen to you. I ain't raised my daughter, but you a tricker and conner. I ain't tricking her. I'm not conning her. She don't want to get married. Where is this coming from? This is Satan. How you can sit home and run your husband away and don't see it as a blessing? I know this world. Please, the Pimp. Please, King Farouk. But all these names that you have found in this society, but you won't find that in the Holy Quran. You won't find that in the Bible. But Satan gives you this understanding. Allah gives you a peaceful home. You keep the peace. You're the foundation of the house. you keep the peace. And you know something about that Samson? You know something about that King Kong, Mighty Joe Young? I'm talking about that tough man. Ain't nothing like a humble woman. And take him now. Kindness. Okay, you ever see a big man and a little woman? How do you say, how could she handle that 7 feet guy weighing 300 pounds? And she a little bitty thing. She probably weigh 110, 115. What if I was saying to you, you master him? Y'all know the story about Delilah and Samson. Story, brothers and sisters. So let's talk about that. Because maybe you'll come to your senses. Now this Samson, this man could beat everything. Boy, was he built. Samson knew how to fight. They can send an army after Samson. He will whoop all of them. They send the animals, the tigers, the lions. He beat all of them. Samson was a bad man. Oh, Delilah. She said, I'll bring your Samson. They laughed at her. He's going to bring Samson, and my army can't whoop. Animals can't beat me. And you going to get a bring a Samson? He said, yeah, but y'all got to give me 10 pieces of gold. And it was about 25 different rulers. They said, okay, you and what army? He didn't need no army. He said, give me my silk and my perfume and bring my caravan out there. Left it out there in the wilderness. Here comes Samson. He looked around to see what man he could fight. Wasn't no man in there. But this beautiful, gorgeous woman named Delilah. Who are you? Oh, Samson, I just came here to talk to you. And he smelled that perfume. I'll make a long story short because I can't go into the whole story. So I'm going to cut it a little bit. So Samson spent the night. And Samson spent the night again. And Samson spent the night again. And Samson loved to lay in her lap. And she would play with Samson's hair. She finally said, oh, Samson, what is your secret, why you so strong? Remember, Samson had muscles. He was strong. He answered so hard. That's between me and my Lord. Now, she ain't cursing him out. Who the hell are you to talk to me like that? I'm Delilah. No. So Samson spent the night, but nothing was happening this night. Samson spent the night again. Nothing happened that night. He asked her, what's the problem? She said, you don't trust me with your secret. You can't touch me anymore. Samson thought about it. He didn't want another night go by. So he told her, my hair is my strength. So Samson, so they made love again. Samson lays in her lap, woke up, and he saw the army in the tent. Samson jumped up, ready to kill them all, and he was weak. His hair was his strength. But she made a promise, they made a promise to her that they wouldn't harm a hair on his body. And they did just that. So they took him back to the village, to the castle. And she walked in there, got her money. And she said, where is Samson? Oh, he's out there pulling the wheel. Now, the wheel takes about 100 men to pull. Samson pulling the wheel by herself. So she goes out there and
throw her to the side and stuck her leg out, and Samson kept pulling the wheel. She ran up a little ahead of him and did it again. Samson didn't even look at her, just pulled the wheel. And she ran back and realized that Samson is blind. And she went hollering and screaming at the kings. They said, "We ain't touched no hair on his body. We just blind him so he couldn't see no more." So she wanted to go see him. And he was there with chains, waiting for someone to feed him. And he heard her come in. And she said, "Oh, Samson," he jumped up. Yeah, she got him. "You devil." He tried to break out of those chains. He couldn't because he was weak. He had no strength. Any other time, he could break out of chains, but he couldn't break her, but he wanted to crush her. She was so hurt that he couldn't see her no more. He jumped in his arms. "Crush me if you want to, but I love you." He got weak again. But she told him that you can take this whole city down. I will lead you to the post, because she was angry what they did to the man she loved. See the power y'all have? But let's put it in perspective so we don't think this is a kindergarten fairy tale. What is Allah saying to you? There's no one man could beat an army. There's no one man got that kind of strength. But the muscles he had was faith. My God, he was strong with faith. He would give his life for his Lord, not for no woman, not for no man, not for no material substance. He had strength. Well, what was his hair making him strong like that? Oh, it was hair. Knowledge. She tricked him. And he lost his knowledge and what God has given to him, that you don't fall victim to anybody but him. You trust in your Lord. That's all that meant. That a man with faith and a woman makes him do all kinds of things that he's not supposed to do, the knowledge away from him. His faith in his God was strong and powerful. Oh, Lord, Delilah, the female, can get him. Now, brothers and sisters, that was back then. Let's go to today. I'm going to use me, myself, because I'm known to make million-dollar deals. But this deal is for $1 trillion with a T, trillion dollars. And I'm in Las Vegas, you know, we 3 hours underneath you. And I'm sitting there negotiating. And we're getting ready to close this deal. It's 6 o'clock in the evening there. So it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So we got cellular phones now. So you call the cellular phone and see if your wife okay, because she usually in the house. She don't answer. 9:30 come. She don't answer. It's only 6:30 there. Excuse me for one moment. Where you going, Marat? You got to take care of this business here. I'll be back. I have to go up to my suite. You go up to your suite. You dial again. It's 10 o'clock. She ain't answer. It's 10:30. She ain't answer. So now it's 7:30 there. So they said, "Ron, where are you? We got to close this deal." "Man, I tell you, I'll be there because you messed up." "Oh, Satan got your mind running all over. Your wife ain't home, and now it's 11 o'clock and she ain't home. You messed up. Where could she be? What is she doing?" 7:30, she picks up the phone. "Salaam alaikum." "Where you been, woman? You don't even get a greeting back. Where you been?" "Where I've been? Yes. I've been trying to get you ever since 9 o'clock. Here it is, 11:30 there. even though I go to the hospital on Wednesday to see Mama, and I sit there until she falls asleep. Oh, man, that burden that you had on your mind just went right out the window. You ain't even thinking about that $1 trillion downstairs. You just excited and elated that your wife did something righteous. Okay, darling, I apologize. See you when I get home. Now somebody said, what kind of woman you got up back home that would take you away from $1 trillion? Because that's how powerful you are. So Allah said, obey your husband. Obey your husband. Now, brother, don't get this misconstrued. Husband doesn't mean that God tells the human being that came in here equal to you as your other half, and without her, you will not be a complete man to obey you. He created her to obey him. But who is this husband that Allah is asking the female to obey? Well, let's see. Jesus said he went to the river and he saw the woman laying by the water. And he said when he saw her with her 5 husbands. Well, there I go again, husband. I want you to follow me. Husband. Now, I don't want your sisters to misconstrue that Allah says you can have 5 husbands. So follow me here. He said, but when he came and approached her, he realized that she took on a 6th husband. And that 6th husband got her out of her mind. So what is the 5 husband Allah saying? Your 5 common sense. Not hear, smell, see, touch, or feel. That's not the senses Allah is talking about. Talking about the 5 common sense. You must marry those husbands. What is the 6th husband? I'm not taking that plate off the table. Couldn't you say thank you to me? Why have to run your bath? You should run your own bath. I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing for you. Who do you think you are? King Farouk? And because Satan messed with you like that, those are the kind of words come from. If you're in your 5 senses and you understand the barakats, you would not have said that. So we ain't practicing that with the gift that God has given us before we got a part of this world and took on this world and took on Satan's world and learned all these various different sayings that don't do nothing but destroy your marriage. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers peace upon him, said, you want to be purified, bathe yourself 5 times in the river. My God, 5 times in the river. And you got pastors right now that baptize because they read it. Baptize you in the water and you become pure. Now, you know some of y'all are so dirty that you can take 1,000 baths. You're still dirty. You're still filthy. You're still low-lifed. So it couldn't have been the physical water that Muhammad the Prophet is talking about. So follow me here. Bathe yourself in the river 5 times if you want to purify your soul. Explain that. You ever see a river flow? It flows direct. It doesn't deviate. It doesn't back up. It consistently, repetitiously has continuity in going straight. So what is Muhammad the Prophet saying? If you use your 5 senses like a river flows, down the stream. If you use your five senses consistently, repetitionally, and you will be in your right state of mind and being obedient to Allah. Now bring them two together that knows. The female's married to her five senses, that's her husband. Just the way you're supposed to love your husband, you love those five senses. That's your husband. That man, he is consistent like a river flows, using his five senses. That's why he can tell you he loves you. That's why he can put up with some of the things he shouldn't have to put up with. That's why he can hold you and kiss you and make you feel like, because he's in his five senses. So if both of y'all was in five senses, you in heaven. And can nobody destroy that. You're married forever. I know you don't want me to tell you about who's the third party that should be there. What do you mean? You know, you got to have someone say, do you take this wife, take this woman to be your lovely wife and vice versa? Come on, bring me that kindergarten stuff. Allah talks about you. It talks about the individual being obedient to him is what brings a marriage together. And if they not, you got chaos. You got problems. Don't you understand, sister, brother, that this is a temporary world and Allah is trying you in this world? This is your test. This is your test. And you get hurt and you get fed up and you get disgusted, and all because of lack of knowledge. Ooh, ooh, so-and-so died, I want to jump in the grave. No knowledge. No knowledge. But I don't need no husband. Stop for Allah. Stop for Allah. All I need is Allah. Don't tell me I need a man. You lost your senses. You're not studying. You're not reading. This you can pass to that gin. You get back in this bottle. Put a cap on it. I will not do anything that will hurt my Lord. I do everything for the sake of Allah. So let's talk about knowledge. We got a few more minutes left. So let's talk about knowledge. Samson went up the river. Here we go again with this water. But right then I said, I don't know no river that goes up. River goes down. It don't go up. And it was horizontal. It would stand still. So it's got to be on a down for it to move. So how did Samson, pardon me, how did Moses go up the river and land in Pharaoh's backyard castle, up the river, in a basket? Now you know, as much as you love Allah, you ain't putting your baby in no basket and don't know where it's going to end up at. Remember, he was escaping because they said, let's kill all male children. So, okay, they give us a fairy tale that he was put in the basket and sent up. Where? To Egypt. You mean where all those powerful intellectual people were? Everything in Egypt is large. All their statues are large. What is it? Why are we sending Moses up there to escape? That they don't kill this male child. Hold that thought. Joseph was thrown down the well by his brothers and told the father that the animals ate him, brought back his cloth that they say was many colors. That's another story, but we ain't getting into that. But more important, the father knew it's got to be a lie. This smell like animal blood. It don't smell like mine because his father was blind. That's okay. Hold that thought. And Joseph was a handsome man that the king's wife wanted to molest him. You know the story. But the point was that Joseph, the wife must have been handsome because Joseph was getting ready to give in. Until the wife said, hold him, and put the cloth over her statue and said, and he asked her, why are you doing that? She said, I want my God to see this. Boom. It hit Joseph. Here, he will not do shame in front of a statue, an idol God. And I believe in the all-seeing God. I can't do this. He was hot. You know how you women get. You have a brother, your wife, don't promise her, oh, we're going to make love tonight, and you can fall asleep. Oh, buddy, she's angry with you. All of a sudden, the whole attitude changed. Now, she knows she don't want you upset, so she don't say nothing. Wifey, now you know that's all you got to do. Yeah, this time she don't say nothing. You got to call her four times. And don't stick your head outside the bedroom door and say, did you hear me call you? No, she heard you. But you didn't make love to her last night. Now she's angry all day long. So when you reject a female, and that wasn't his wife, she was upset. So she told on him. She said, he tried to molest me. Not Joseph. Everybody knew Joseph was a humble servant. Handsome, but he was a humble servant. So the king just didn't feel right. So he called in the wise man. He said, I don't know, but she's telling me that Joseph tried to molest her. If Joseph tried to molest her, the wise man said, let's call it in. And if his shirt is torn from the front, then she's right. But if his shirt tore from the back, she's lying. So sure enough, you know, they didn't have clothes back then. He had to keep on what he had because very rare. Remember, he was a slave. He didn't change clothes like the king. Called Joseph in and they looked. Yep, Joseph's shirt was torn from the front. So now the wife is upset because everybody in the community is going to know that she tried to molest Joseph. Saved her shame. As the other king said, listen, man, you're going to have to get rid of Joseph because all the women love Joseph. So the kings were getting upset. And the story went on that Joseph went to jail for 5 years and came out. And then, of course, you all know the story. And I don't have time to tell you the whole story. But here we go. Egypt again, where all the knowledge is. But here, Samson, here I go again. Here, Moses went to Egypt in a basket and became a messenger of God, a prophet to us. And here, Joseph went to Egypt, went to jail, and came out and became the messenger of God, a prophet to you and I. So God is saying, with a little basket of knowledge, water, basket, knowledge, with a little basket of knowledge, with Moses, high morals, with Joseph. Joseph, who did not molest that woman, and because he knew that his God can see him and know that he can not see God, but he can see him, he took over Egypt and became the messenger of God. Wow. That's what it all means. A little knowledge and a whole lot of morals. So, brother, your five senses allow you to be highly moral for the sake of God. Know that woman ain't around. No, she don't see what you're doing. Yes, you could trick her and con her. But if it ain't in order to have, you committed a sin. She don't pay for that sin. You pay for that sin. And she ain't trying to look for your sin neither. When you come to those type of understandings, brothers and sisters, you would be able to understand your religion better, and you wouldn't have to wave on these men that claim they know this religion, and yet they can't go nowhere, yet they can't produce anything, yet they don't have no substance. And you follow weak people, and you might as well go to the church and let them play the organ for you and fire you up. At least you'll get some kind of feeling, but as soon as you leave, you go right back to the same hell you had before you went to the church. Well, that's what's going on now in the masjids. Y'all going to church, and you play like you're not, but that's where you are. You're sitting there waiting for some man to lead you. When Allah gave it to you, you say you follow the sins of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then let me ask you a question. Who is leading you prayer in your sunnah? There's nobody leading you in sunnah. You leading yourself. Allah said, don't you follow the sunnah? You doing the sunnah, and you being obedient to God, and you praying to God on your own with nobody leading you in the prayer. Why? Because you got a perfect example in Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you say, I follow the sunnah. Yes, you do, when you do your sunnah. The problem is, then you forget all about your sunnah, and then you follow a man that wants to dictate to you and take your money and put your money up and hire people on the board that have no substance so he can rule. Well, Imam Walid Din Muhammad said, I'm no longer over top of you. Don't come to me with your problems. I don't want to know about your problems and how you treat your wife. There's no such thing as man over top of another man or community. You rule your own community with a community that puts you there and to take you down. Why, brother, you can't do anything without the vote of the community. That's a democracy. That's a real democracy. But today, they're the Democrats or the Republicans, and you can put them all in the same bucket, two peas in a bucket. What they did is trick us and con us. Donald Trump said it well. Why not vote for me? What do you have now? Nothing. Where are your politicians? Did something. They did nothing. Nothing. If you find me one or two or three or four or five is an exception to the rule, and the law doesn't even apply. Exception to the rule. This is Al-Islam. You would have come back to Al-Islam trying to be like everybody else and let everybody else lead you. You lead yourself. How are you going to help a community if you can't lead yourself? You sit around and y'all pray all day. You might as well be like that man that prayed more than you. And he asked the followers when they came to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, who feeds them? Said, we do. Well, you better than him because he prayed more than the Prophet. The Prophet didn't pray like that. He had to get up and go to work. That's what we are trained to do. We don't have no Sabbath day or no Sunday. People think Friday is our day. No, it's Convocation Day. Every day is God's day. We don't play them kind of games. It's a special day for God. He created the heavens and the earth. He gave us 7 days, and we take one day and give it to God. Come on, brothers and sisters. That's not Islam. But congregation prayer is better than your single prayer. Yes, because all of us come together as one ummah. One ummah. And Allah created us with one. He breathed into Adam. Where was Eve? That is Eve. He breathed into Adam some of his spirit. He didn't have two moles. He had one mole. We are one, male and female, to planet the earth. One soul, not two souls, one soul, one community, one Lord. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, reveal that in me. So all I'm saying to you, sisters, in the day of judgment, you must stand on your own two feet. But guess what? Your husband's barakat is yours if you're married to him. That's your barakat. See, Allah is so merciful for you. That's your barakat. That's why you push him out the bed. Make prayer. Go to Juma, because you can't go all the time. You got things to do. But your other half is there, so that's you. Oh, darling, I'm so sleepy. Go to bed, baby. Oh, I got to make your prayer. No, I'm going to make it. And you're going to get the barakat. You my wife. Oh, they don't teach you that because they spooky and they trained by people that locked up now. They're locked up. They're getting blown up. They destroying the messages. They raping women. That's what they listen to. But they ain't happening over here. African American, we ain't worried about them chasing us nowhere. Tell us where to go. We free spirit. We come through the trial and error. Yes, y'all don't understand me. I don't know what Elijah Muhammad freed us. Free us in our spirit. Free us in our way of thinking. Free us to not depend on anybody. Why do they love the white man? Call him the devil. Because he gives you nothing. So we don't need nothing from him. Honest day work for honest day pay. That's who we are. And that's what you ought to be. And if, in fact, you can't come to the conclusion that you have to understand that stop thinking that you're doing something for somebody else. You're doing it for the sake of Allah. You visit the hospital for the sake of Allah. You help your grown children. They men and women. You ain't got to help them, but you do it for the sake of Allah if you can. Everything you do it for the sake of Allah. I love my husband for the sake of Allah. I cook for my husband for the sake of Allah. I make sure it's comfortable for the sake of Allah. Because I know that somebody come in this house and going to shoot me, my husband will die for me in the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I thank you for listening to me, and I enjoy myself to be able to give you that which Allah has given to me. But if I hurt any of you, then I apologize to the utmost of my ability. But if I say anything wrong or mispronounce any word, well, I'm human. You got the point. But more important than that, if I can motivate you to stand up in your spirit and give you the opportunity to stand up in your soul and to come into the consciousness that you have to revert back to your El Fitra, your nature in which you was created, and more important, your consciousness of God, to be obedient to Allah. Give that credit to him. I greet you from all the prophets, from Adam to Muhammad, the seal of the prophet. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the prophet. And I want to give the most beautiful greetings coming from the Holy Quran in the Arabic words. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening.